as it relates to the quarterback position, I've let the team know this afternoon that Tom Savage will be the starting quarterback this week against Cincinnati. As I said yesterday, you know, we don't make decisions, based on anything other than what's best for the team. You know, we make decisions on what we think is the best way to help the team, what helps the team win. And I think that yesterday and this week, I feel like Tom Savage gives us the best chance to win.
There's a new man under center for the Houston Texans. Tom Savage came in, did nice things in that win, brings the Texans back. Voice of the Texans, Mark Vandermeer here. Really impressive how he was able to go deep successfully in this last game.
Yeah, I think the accuracy, Drew, the way that he threw the football with velocity, accuracy, moved the ball down the field, was able to find DeAndre Hopkins 8 times. Ryan Griffin had 8 catches in the game. He got him into the end zone late when they needed that touchdown. I think he gave everybody a lift. Very positive. Now he's got to build on it.
Yeah, and it came at a time when he entered the game. Season was on the brink because mm-hmm. the Chiefs wind up falling to the Titans in that game against Tennessee, and the Texans were down by 13. So playoff implications enormous in this one. On Saturday, if the Texans win and the Titans lose at Jacksonville, Texans are in the playoffs. They win the AFC South. If not, a lot of different things have to happen. A lot of things can happen for the Texans to make it to the AFC South title.
Yeah, it's true. Well, they'll have to win at Tennessee, regular season finale in all likelihood. But you're right. They could possibly clinch the division on Saturday night. The other thing is this. You want to play hard. A lot of questions around here about do you play your starters or not if the Titans do beat the Jags earlier in the day. Well, you still have third seed possibilities on the table. You need help to get that done. But why would you squander that chance? Go ahead and play guns blazing. Try to take on the Bengals. Do the best you can in that contest.
And you're breaking in a new quarterback in the offense with that. So that's another reason.
He needs to play.
Yeah, he's got to get the reps because you want to play into January. Hey, another big bit of news this week. Jadeveon Clowney named to his very first Pro Bowl. A deserving honor, 15 tackles for loss. Yeah. That leads the team. It's fourth in the NFL. He's been a menace, especially over the last few weeks.
You know, I love this story. It was kind of a goal for us, for him, before the season got started. Clowney make the Pro Bowl, and he has been electric. He's been wreaking havoc in the opposing backfield. He had that strip sack at Indy a couple of weeks ago. He had the big plays against Blake Bortles, the sack and the early tackle for a loss, and then disrupted a whole bunch of other things along the way. I think he's been a major factor and a big reason why this defense is number one in the NFL.
No doubt. Hopkins, Miller, Brown, and Merciless, they're named as alternates, so if guys drop out down the line, they might wind up playing in Orlando the week before the Super Bowl. You know, we mentioned Clowney, how wonderful he's been over the last 2 weeks. Another guy who's playing really strong the entire season, but especially as of late, Quentin Demps. 3 picks in the last 4 games.
And what a home he's found on this football team. Was with the team earlier, not with the team for a while, now back, and he leads the team with 4 interceptions, and DP Sidhu sat down with Quentin Demps.
Quentin, not only do you lead the team with 4 interceptions, but you're tied for first among all safeties in the AFC, and you're 6th among all NFL players. You're 31. This is your 9th season in the NFL. What are your thoughts on how this season's gone for you?
Just personally, it's been okay. Just trying to do my job, be a good teammate, and win some ball games.
All right, let's start with the interceptions. You've had 3 picks in the last 4 games. You got a game ball for your performance against the Jags, where you picked off Blake Bortles on their final possession. Do you feel like you're starting to hit your stride now at this point in the season? And what's been the difference for you?
I just got to credit the coaches, doing a good job of, calling the right plays, calling the right coverages to help me, make plays. And the front 7 for sure, doing their job. And, we're just playing good football right now.
I know you were teammates with Eric Berry.
Yeah.
With the Kansas City Chiefs.
Right.
And you saw everything that he went through. And you played alongside him in 2013. Do you ever look at guys like that as inspiration to get yourself in those moments?
Yeah, no question, man. In the big picture of everything, man, life is bigger than, football. So just to see him, man, battle that and come back, man, is definitely inspiring. And, just knowing the kind of player he is, he's a great leader. He's a real deal for sure.
You've worked really hard to get here. This is your second go-around with the team. You tied a single season high with your interceptions. I read somewhere that your mom has really helped you with your work ethic and to instill that in you.
Yeah, she had me when she was 14 years old, we're kind of close, as you all may know. But, she's definitely, built a good foundation, of hard work and perseverance in me, That's what I try to do every day.
So does your mom come to all your games, or is she in
the home games? Yeah, the home games, because she's in San Antonio, so she just drives down, you know, two and a half hour drive, so she's here.
When do you? Is she the first person you call after a game, or how often do you speak to her?
Oh, we're not that close, like, you know, I'm still a grown man with four babies, you know, so.
You got four kids of your own now, yeah.
Yeah, so, but no, she's at every game. She's texting me all the time. We're talking about the game and stuff, so she's definitely hands-on.
All right, you talk about kids. You've got four of them now. How much do they watch what you do, and how much do they know about Dad being a football player and all that?
You know, they watch a lot. I mean, my youngest is 6 months, but my oldest is 11, so he knows for sure. I got a 6-year-old daughter and a 4-year-old son too. So boy, girl. So they know. They watch Daddy all the time. You know, Daddy is, you know, they look up to me for sure.
Let's talk about the secondary that you've been playing with. They've dealt with a lot of injuries as a whole. Jonathan Joseph, A.J. Boye, and then Kevin Johnson goes out earlier in the year. There's always new faces out there. How hard is it to get that chemistry going week after week? As a veteran, do you sort of take that upon yourself to make sure everybody's communicating and to get them up to speed with how that all works?
Yeah, especially as a veteran, as a safety. You know, you're kind of like the quarterback back there. So I definitely take pride in the communication and making sure everybody's on the same page. And you know, just the next man up. It's just the NFL. You know, things are going to happen, and you got to be ready. And so I think, man, the guys have came in and stepped up and did a good job.
All right, two more games left in the regular season. You have forced takeaways against both these teams in the past. In your last meeting with Cincinnati, forced fumble, and then you picked off Marcus Mariota earlier this year. Let's talk about this game against Cincinnati. How does your preparation change being a short week and heading into these final games of December?
You got to really be, you got to really focus on the details. Like, you got to take your focus up a little bit more, because, like you said, it's a short week, you know, and so you got to really be detailed in the fundamentals and the technique of your craft.
All right, thanks so much, Quentin. Best of luck for the rest of the year.
Thank you, DP.
Demps is just one of those guys who always seems to be in the right place at the right time in the defensive backfield, making those interceptions. Need a few more before the regular season and the playoffs.
I'm cool with a few more. He's really stabilized things there at the back end. We've got some other stabilizing things at the back end of this show, namely a dog making picks with some famous places and events that went down. But coming up next, it's Dear Drew. Don't go anywhere. This is Texans Huddle.